Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in, as we do every time, or every week at about this time, Jeff Schwartz from the Action Network. Jeff, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Excellent.
Thank you. Is it going to snow in Charlotte, by the way? You're getting this big polar blast.
No. And what's weird about Charlotte, too, is we have – so there's a highway that kind of like circles around basically the metro city of 485.
Mm-hmm.
And like the top of 485 and north typically gets a lot of snow, if it does snow at all. And then south, where I am, I'm even south of downtown, gets like no, like it could snow 8 inches, like 20 miles north of me, and snow barely an inch where I'm at. It's very, like that, freeway, like the dividing line of snow. Even if it does snow sometimes, we might not get any of it, and it might snow 8 inches north of us. It's 20 miles north. It's insane.
Weird. Interesting.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like its own, like, snow belt kind of thing. All right, let's talk about the games, because we're going to be bunkered down here in Pittsburgh probably on Sunday watching the championship games. Give me the quantification, or maybe even just the regular guy talk, or both, about the Saints at home. Is this real? The numbers bear it out, right, that they're much better at home?
Yeah, it's real. Look, that dome is loud. It's wild. You give those fans there a couple hours to drink and get liquored up and get ready for the game, it intensifies. They're just smart fans, right? They know when to cheer. They know how to cheer. And when you play the Saints, the same as almost playing Seattle's. When things start going poorly, they start going poorly quickly. And then also, I think it's a confidence thing, right? So you're down 14-0 early in that game, and the Saints just kind of know, okay, guys, just plug along. The crowd doesn't get too down. You know, some places, if you get down 14-0, the crowd goes quiet, not in New Orleans. And then there's just a confidence level of success in that dome. You know, Drew Brees now 6-0, that it does make a big difference. And I think the Saints win this game.
Is Drew Brees' offensive line possibly the most unsung one because of the injuries they've withstood this year, Jeff, and the fact that after those three difficult games on the road, he's gone relatively unscathed as far as he's been much more efficient with the football, it feels like?
Well, their offensive line's been good for 2 years now. They have not gotten the respect. I've said this for quite a while. Now, they have injury issues, which is kind of a problem for them. You know, their left tackle has a pec injury. Their left guard, Andres Pete, supposedly had surgery during the bye week on his hand, and it looked that way because he had some issues on Sunday against Fletcher Cox. Now he has Aaron Donald to deal with, so that's going to be a big concern, in my opinion, there. And then Max Unger, center, obviously, multiple-time Pro Bowler, Larry Wolfert's played well, and Ryan Ramczyk was, I think, second or third team all-pro at right tackle, and he's been battling injuries too. So, yes, their offensive line is very good, and they just have to worry about the injuries.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Jeff Schwartz, Action Network, joining us here, Fan Morning Show. We know, because he's from Pittsburgh and he's a local kid and he's super, super good dude, Aaron Donald. We know how great he is and how much he changes the football game, but is Aaron Donald just really, really good and the Rams defense really not all that good? Or is the Rams defense good?
Well, a lot of it's been hinging on if Talib plays or not. They're averaging only 17 points a game giving up when Talib is playing and 30 when he's not. Remember, he missed that eight-week stretch, and one of those games was the first game they played against the Saints. Dominick Sue, for the most part, has been a no-show this year outside of last week when he played really well. So obviously a big game, he played well. They have no outside pass rush. Their linebackers are not very dynamic. So, yes, basically as Aaron Donald has been able to really bolster that defense at times, and that's kind of what worries me this weekend. However, look, with Talib back and put him on Michael Thomas, the Saints have to find some other weapons. They don't have a lot of weapons. This is one thing that is interesting about the Saints, for as high power as their offense is. It's Michael Thomas and Kamara. If you look at the Chiefs, right, it's Kelce, Hill, Watkins, even Harris, the backup tight end, gets in on the fun. They have Damian Williams and Spencer Ware, Anthony Sherry. They have all these, even their fullback has caught a touchdown pass this year. They have all these weapons, and they have Andy Reid, obviously. The Saints have Kamara and Thomas, and if you want to include Ingram, sure, but he's not really a threat in the pass game. And then they have Ted Ginn, who's back this week. So Ted Ginn, to me, is a big factor in this game. I like him over 51.5 yards as a total right now for prop. I think he has to have a big game for the Saints. So, and we saw last week on this, we saw the first play of the game against the Eagles. He was open for a touchdown, and Breeze underthrew him. So he has the speed to take the top off the defense. I think if you're looking at him this week as a guy who might have a big game for the Saints.
Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network, former NFL offensive lineman with us here for his weekly visit on the Fan Morning Show. Has the other quarterback in this game, Jared Goff, turned things around from his struggles in early December?
I think he has. You know, that they've done some good things with breaking tendencies. So one of their tendencies, for example, was when they're in shotgun, they pass the ball. Like that's what they do. And now the last 2 weeks, they've run the ball like 75% of the time in shotgun. So they realize, and they're a team that really for as high powered as they are offensively, they're not a very multiple offense. You know, when you watch the Chiefs this weekend, you'll see 25 formations, right, of 25 personnel groupings. Like you'll see a lot of different things. I think someone even broke it down against the Colts. Like the first 20 plays, they were like in the same formation. Not the same way, a different formation every time. The Rams are not like that. The Rams line up in the same personnel grouping, and you relatively can expect what they're doing. They just dress everything up really, really well, and they make adjustments here and there. So they did a good job last week of breaking tendencies, which is great. It's good coaching. It's how it's supposed to be. And when you break your tendencies, obviously you set yourself up for very big plays, and they did that last week.
You're from like Topanga or somewhere, right? Like, aren't you from out there, like Pacific Palisades?
I'm from Los Angeles, yes.
Answer me this. I'm sure you still talk to your family and people that you grew up with or whatever. Do the Rams have the community back? Like, is everybody way in on this, or how's it treated by the community right now?
Well, we grew up Niners fans, so my parents don't, and my parents obviously are, but we can't see this weekend. There was a Rams fan base that was already here, obviously, from when the Rams used to be in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So those fans are out in full force. And look, Los Angeles is a great front-running city. If you're good, people show up. I mean, it's very, you know, they get a lot of grief, but actually when they actually show up to games, they're very good fans. And we've seen where the Lakers have been good, the Dodgers have been good. They'll show up and, you know, they'll be excited for the Rams. It doesn't register even closely to the Lakers or Dodgers winning a championship or maybe even the Kings, but they'll be excited if they win. LA loves a winner. I don't think there's a lot of support for them as far as other fan bases around the National Football League, but, you know, there's fans there, yeah.
Let's flip the page to the other game, Jeff. Can Patrick Mahomes outthrow Tom Brady?
Can he? Yeah, he did it the first time. This game is so fascinating, man. And I've been trying to write about it. I just like haven't been able to do it yet because it's going to be a bunch of gobbledygook. I mean, like, there's so many different angles to take here that I could write 2,000 words on this game as far as what I think teams are going to do to each other. There's a couple interesting little nuggets here. One is, you know, Kareem Hunt has torched the Patriots the last two times they played. Well, he's obviously not there anymore. And Damian Williams is a good pass catcher, but he doesn't have the explosive numbers that Kareem Hunt does in the pass game. So how does Kansas City use the running back in this game? You know, how do the Patriots find a way to slow it down this offense? They've scored now, the Chiefs, 40 points against the Patriots, three of the last four meetings. And two of those were without Smith, not Pat Mahomes. So what do the Patriots do on defense? Do they try to reroute Travis Kelce and the crossers as they come down? So a lot of people are guessing they're going to press and kind of not allow the Chiefs receivers to get, you know, free run in the backfield. But, you know, the Chiefs can formationally make that happen. They can get guys off. You know, they're a big man coverage team that's really not good against Tyreek Hill. So are they going to double Tyreek Hill and single up Kelce? Or, like, are they going to double Kelce? There's so many things that can possibly happen in this game as far as the chess match. you know, will New England stick to their game plan? Look, the game plan is very simple against Kansas City, and it's worked for teams that have stuck with it. You know, the Ravens played a close game there. The Broncos played a close game there. The Chargers obviously won. It's run the football. But the problem is, you get down early in Kansas City, you abandon the run. If you're down 14-0, oh, I need to score points because we can't keep up here. Let's start passing the ball. The Chargers, when they beat them in Week 16, they're down 14-0. They kept the game plan, run the football, play defense, you know, get after Mahomes, disguise coverages, and it worked. Well, what happens if New England's down 14-0? They're going to keep running the ball. Like, what are they going to do? So there's so many things that they can happen in this game. It's really a fabulous game. I'm excited to be there, but it's one of those games where I wish I was able to watch on TV so I could see what's happening better, like what adjustments are being made. But nonetheless, it's going to be a fabulous game. We have two elite coaches, two elite quarterbacks, and this whole angle of us against the world is interesting that New England is trying to do. But, you know, when you've been to, what is it, 9 straight championship games, 8 straight, you have to find some motivation somehow.
How, for a former player and a former offensive lineman in particular, I think at least this is a good question. You may disagree, but how good, when you watch this film and throughout his career, is Brady pre-snap seeing things that maybe nobody else in the history of football has seen?
I mean, I don't know if he's any better than Peyton Manning or Drew Brees. They're just, the system that he has just works very well. He's able to really digest and see. I don't think he's better than, you know, Peyton Manning at seeing what's happening, or Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's maybe better executing sometimes and making the tough throws. And here's the thing about the Patriots is, they've done it all, right? They haven't played a lot of road games in the playoffs. They've only played two road games in the last 10 years. But, you know, they're not going to be phased by the moment where you might have a Drew Brees or a Peyton Manning their teams have not played in these games. And so I don't think Brady has seen more than anyone else. I think that he is able to digest information just like a Drew Brees or a Peyton Manning were, and just make better plays in those situations. You know, he's not underthrowing Ted Ginn for a touchdown. He's going to hit that guy. Brady, maybe not at 41, can do that. But, you know, he just makes the throws when they're given to him.
Jeff Schwartz, Action Network. Enjoy the game. You're going to Kansas City for the game, for your brother's game?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yep, I'll be there tomorrow.
Wear a jacket.
Sounds good.
Right?
It's only supposed to be 33 now, though. So I feel like I got cheated. Like, it's supposed to be like -2 on Tuesday, now 33 degrees.
Well, you want to come to Pittsburgh? I mean, the Steelers don't play in playoff games anymore. So
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you promise me lots of Primanti brothers, but I'm kind of off that diet now. I don't really, that would weigh me down a little bit now.
You could sneak one in every once in a while. I mean, they're good to have every once in a while.
I will say, before you let me go, in 2010, you know, we played there every, you know, we played a preseason game against Pittsburgh in Week 4. And 2010, I wasn't going to play, I don't think. So I think I ended up having 2.5 Primanti brothers before, like, the night before the game.
Nice. Is that what held Jimmy Clausen back on that Thursday night game?
Well, that game is still ESPN doesn't even, we went over this. They don't even acknowledge that game existed on my website. It's amazing.
Jeff Schwartz, Action Network. Jeff, thanks so much.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks,
all right, the best. And that is pretty great, though, staying in the hotel and being like, it's a preseason game. Verzella's going to give Mike Tomlin a bunch of hell at halftime for something. I'm not even going to play. It's a preseason game. I just go through warm-ups.
It's,
you know,
Primanti
what I'm
going to
do
style.
Tonight? I'm going to go get 2.5 Primanti sandwiches. You know how big a boy you got to be to get 2.5 Primanti sandwiches?
Putting in work.
And even just wake up the next day, like, and be able to function. 2.5. You could give me 2.5 Primanti sandwiches. It would take me from now until Wednesday to eat them. I would have leftovers in Tupperware all over the place. Eat a couple fries here and there. 2.5 sandwiches.
Work.
Oh, my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.